In Randolph County and from us around, everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230. Oh.
It's WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know. You're welcome on WHCO. Randolph County.
Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:26 on this Monday morning, a cold Monday morning. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How you doing?
Very good. Good morning, Jeff. It's always good to have a chance to come in here and say a few words and enjoy having the opportunity to talk a little bit about some of the things that go on in Randolph County. You are right. It is a cold morning. I think my car was reading 7 degrees when I came in here about 20 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. So it sure is nippy out there this morning. But hopefully spring's not too far away. At Equinox is the 20th, and this is a 4th. So I think that's about 16 or 17 days we have to wait. So that shouldn't be too much longer, and that should be quite a bit better.
You know, they always said March comes in like a lion, it goes out like a lamb, so I'm hoping that holds true.
I remember that old tale, that old wise tale, and I'm hoping that, I sure am hoping that holds true as well. I really do.
So what kind of things have we got going on right
well,
now?
Well, I mentioned a couple of different things that are taking place right now. This is basically the middle of the fiscal year of Randolph County. You're past the budgets and before the tax cycles, and so those are taking place. I talked a little bit about them. I mentioned a couple of things that happened at the last board meeting a week ago Friday. We passed the necessary resolutions for a road project that is coming up. This will be what I call the Baldwin Blacktop, mm-hmm. which will run from Ridge Road, which is south of Baldwin, about 4 miles up to, the Baldwin village limits. And then it'll pick up on the north side of the Baldwin, right at the village limits, and then run on up to the county line past Dynergy, the power plant there. So that'll be a resurface project that will be done in conjunction with the state of Illinois and through motor fuel tax funds, as well as, possibly some matching funds, et cetera, from Randolph County. That is in the process. Hopefully it'll take place later this summer. Still too early to see exactly how it's going to schedule, but that is now in the works and is being engineered out, and hopefully we'll get that accomplished this year. I put several others on the wish list, hopefully to have some of them done, but that's where they're hanging at right now, is the wish list. The state makes their determinations how they make their determinations, but the Baldwin Road that runs between, it has several names, of course, of the process, but it runs from Chester all the way up through Baldwin and on up to New Athens. It has quite a bit of traffic on it.
Right. And this weather mm-hmm. is not good on these roads either.
Well, that's another issue I'll mention a little bit about the winter and the roads. But that is one that has been on the on the project list for quite a while, so that will get moving this year. And of course, over each year we try to lay out different projects and move forward with them in a priority as best possible. Oftentimes what we can do is determined by the Illinois Department of Transportation as well as Randolph County for those roads that are under the jurisdiction of Randolph County and not necessarily under the jurisdiction of one of the three road districts within Randolph County. Communities within Randolph County, but that's where our jurisdiction lies for the different roads. So that is one that's out there. On other roads repairs, yes, this has been a long winter. Yes, I do drive the roads. I see them all the time. Yes, there are getting to be quite a few potholes that weren't there last fall. A long winter like this with the cold weather really and the salt they put down, it really plays havoc on the roads. So there'll be quite a few potholes to patch. Beyond that, if any of those repairs will turn into major road work, which will have to be scheduled and budgeted, I don't know yet. Once winter is finally over and we get into May, June, highway engineer will be taking a look at them individually to see if, you know, if they're going to go beyond coal patch to something a little more difficult that'll need to be dealt with. At that point in time, we'll know. At this time, we don't have any other bridge projects planned, but that could possibly change depending on if the state of Illinois decides they want to fund a different one. That might come up later on in the year. Last year, well, it was supposed to be a summer project and wound up running into fall, was the Blair Road Bridge. But that was and when it was finished, it was very nice, obviously, and that's what we want. But anytime you can work on infrastructure, bridges, roads, buildings, those types of things, they stay with us for years, and they're very important over the long period of time. So
that was a major improvement to that road as well. So
Yes, and so that really helps out. See, that'll be there, you know, 30, 40 years from now, providing, you know, quality to, you know, this, you know, the people who live in that area and people who have to travel that area. So those things, you know, provide long-term benefits well beyond 1 year, and those are the types of things that lay out the what I would call the it's my expression it lays out what I call the future prosperity, the things that are available that assist and, you know, make our lives better way out into the future.
Right.
So that's good.
I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take a break.
Sure.
And we'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country WHCO. 9:37, you're listening to The People Speak on Real Country WHCO. Talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. We were talking about the roads and some of the projects that's happened. Sure. And is, you know, on the books to
And taking place and moving forward. These are some of the things that will happen during the course of the summer and as that moves forward and before we get into the final of it. Most people in Randolph County receive their assessment notices from the Randolph County Courthouse. Those are required to be sent out every 4 years, which they were. They covered the better part of the county. Of course, I got mine as well. And for most people, there's not a tremendous amount of change, but for those people that own farm ground, you notice quite a bit of change on them. Which is a continuing process. If you've been to any of the Farm Bureau meetings or events that have been held, they were talked about by Wayne Voss quite a bit before he went out as assessor. But it's a process that started changing about 5 years ago when the state of Illinois revised their formulas for the assessment of farmland, which are based on productivity indexes. And these took place a while back, and so they're going through the process of adjusting farmland assessments based on that. I think, if I remember correctly, it was a 5 or 6 year process, so I think we have maybe 1 or 2 more years to go in it. I'm not exactly sure of the specific details, but I know it's out there and running, and that's a question that I feel quite a bit. So it is out there and taking place, and border review, depending on time for those people, after they're out there 30 days, we'll publish for the border review, which will probably begin sometime around mid-April and will be open for 30 days for anyone who wants to have their assessments, reevaluated. They're welcome to schedule for that, and it'll come out well in the paper in advance before it is. Right now, what we'll have scheduled coming up here in the next couple of 3 weeks will be testing for the border view. The people who aren't it have to, you know, have their qualifications to take their tests, so, you know, to get prepared, and that'll be a process that will be in the paper and will take place in the next couple of 3 weeks. And then about the early, I'll say right now, and it's hard to schedule, you don't know specifically, but about probably the early part of April, sometime before April 15th, it'll be open to about May 15th, and then it'll close, and then the assessments will be finalized. So real estate tax bills can go out pretty much on schedule around first part of June, first half of June, which is pretty typical for what we try to accomplish. Get them out there so people have a chance to, you know, prepare for them. That is one of the processes. At a progress committee meeting a couple of weeks ago, we met with some people from a company called Blip, BLIP, who are looking at the possibility of some additional wireless internet services within Randolph County. Now, they are a private organization. They provide wireless internet services to rural areas in Jackson County mainly. I think they're also in Union a little bit, Union County and a few of those. But and I believe they're in probably the southeast part of Randolph County around the Rockwood area a little bit. Mm-hmm. But looking for them, the opportunity to try to move up into this area, particularly the Wine Hill area. And it's, you know, it's pretty, there's not a lot of opportunities in there. It's right. Kind of vacant or in a lot of open land there into the Wine Hill area and over that away to Chester and possibly north up towards Sparta. So it's nice to have a chance to talk with them. They're not exactly sure how it's going to progress, but they have some general plans on it and they're working to refine those plans. And of course, any way we can help them, we will. Because quality internet service is very important to business these days, and that's a very important part of economic growth. And if you don't have quality, it's like quality internet, telephone systems, you know, electricity, water, sewer, those things aren't available, then it's pretty hard to hope for any businesses to open any area other than those which would just be strictly agriculture. And even agriculture nowadays is very data intense. So these things are important and we're trying to help push them forward. And hopefully sometime over the next couple of years, we'll have the opportunity to push up into this area and develop and provide other alternatives. I know, I believe it's New Wave is also has some out there and Egyptian Communications, i.e. mm-hmm. Egyptian Telephone, they have some out there as well. But it'll provide one more option to the people up in this area. So that was very good to have a chance to meet with them as well.
Yeah, internet is really advanced. You know,
well, yes, it's the communications of today. 30, 40 years ago when I was young, it was telephone service. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you didn't have telephone service, it was very difficult to conduct business or life in general. And telephones now are evolving into, they're evolving into just data. Instead of voice, it's voice data now. Mm-hmm. It's all kind of carries over the same lines, whether it's just data or it's voice, it's all the same at this point in time. And you have to be able to transmit that information in order to be able to do business, because at any particular level, there's going to be a certain amount of that out there. It's just the new standard that's there at this point.
Right, right. You're talking about businesses. You've mentioned it a few times. The enterprise zone?
Yes, I had mentioned. I'll be happy to mention it again. Not everyone has a chance to hear, but if you heard me talk a year ago, we talked about the enterprise zone. It was worked on pretty much all of 2018. There are enterprise zones opening up in the state of Illinois, or actually opened up as of the 1st of 2019. I believe there was something on the order of 14 of them across the state that opened up in 19, and there'll be another 7 or so that'll open up in 2020. Some of those enterprise zones, existing users of those enterprise zones will reapply. Some of them will not. Randolph County in connection with Monroe County and the city of Columbia, the village of Valmar, city of Redbud, city of Chester, a village of Evansville, city of Sparta, I believe I got them all there, 9 in total, went together and put in an application with a consultant to have an enterprise zone that went in the last week of December, right as required by December 31st. That application is under review. Hopefully we'll have positive results from it. Of course, we won't know that until late fall, early winter of 2019. If we don't get one, an enterprise zone from that process, we can turn around and reapply for the next one. But between the two of them, the ones that will open this year and the ones that will open in 2020, we have a very good opportunity to receive one of those. And that, as you've heard me mention, that just is one more tool in our toolbox that we can offer businesses to encourage them to either relocate here or to expand here. Wintertime. One of those things that will give them the opportunity to expand here or relocate here. So it's just one more thing to try to help out the growth of the area and the growth of the communities and improve it in any way we can. Economic development is a slow process, and sometimes you work for years before you see results. But if you don't get out there and put forth effort, you won't see results. No guarantees if you try, but you will have nothing if you don't try. So you have to make those steps and move forward as best you can to try to accomplish something.
Yeah. All right. Tell you what, we can go ahead and take our next break here.
Sure.
And we'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Temperature outside, 8 degrees still, so we haven't hit 10 yet.
Well, maybe we'll get there.
I think 22 is what they're calling for today. So
that's about 30 degrees below normal. So it's going to be a nippy day today. But most of my day will be inside, so that'll help.
But it's up for the rest of the week. So
okay, that sounds good.
So talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, and we've been talking about roads, enterprise zone, different things, tax assessments.
Yeah, one more quick thing I'll mention. We have a few minutes left, I guess. About five. It won't take me that long. One of the issues that came up at the board meeting we passed a necessary resolution for was to, we have the municipal, what we call the municipal nonpartisan elections coming up here in about a month, when all the different cities and villages will reelect officials. I know it's going to happen here in Sparta and, of course, the rest of them. Normally, when you have the elections, of course, the county holds the elections and pays for them, and normally we pay and have 5 election judges. The state law now allows us in these types of municipal elections to only have 3 election judges per precinct. So we passed a resolution to have just 3 paid election judges per precinct, which will help reduce the cost of having the elections. And normally when you have lower turnouts at these municipal elections, and usually there's not so many contested races or anything like that, that it becomes an issue. Of course, any candidate always has the right to have 2 poll watchers for their behalf, and so there can be many different officials in there. But these are the ones that are paid by Randolph County, and of course, as our population tends to age, it becomes more and more difficult to find people who want to serve as election judges. So, and so this will just help out and improve that. Now, of course, when we go to the elections in 2020, the November of 2020, a year and a half from now, that will be back to 5 election judges because that is a full-term election. But these are the municipal. Then a year from now, basically a year from now, we have the primaries, which are also somewhat different. And we'll see at that point in time how they wish to proceed, how the county clerk wishes to proceed. But that was one of the things that did take place. It'll help expedite it and move it forward and reduce a little bit of the cost to the taxpayers as well. Also coming up before long, I'm not sure if it will be on the agenda for this Friday or not. Board meeting this Friday coming up 4 days from now. Randolph County, the board will be looking at a resolution concerning the last election in 18, in the fall of 18, when the people of Randolph County voted, I'd say pretty much overwhelmingly, I believe it was about 79% for, about 16% opposed to the sanctuary county question, which basically is kind of a referendum of how people feel about gun laws, gun control laws. So we'll pass a resolution. Randolph County Board will pass a resolution here in the near future, either this this meeting or maybe the one 3 weeks from now, putting on record that vote and passing that information on to our elected officials at Springfield so they know how people feel about this. I know it with the change of governor, it's that the issue's back on the forefront again. And of course, we live in a very rural area here. Randolph County is a rural area, and Randolph County is the home of the World Shooting Complex.
Right.
So we have a lot of recreational users. We have many hunters, many people who like to deer hunt and other, and other forms of hunting. And so, people are very, passionate about their belief in these types of issues. Where, of course, up in Chicago, they see the world differently than we do on pretty much everything. And so this will give us the opportunity to let them know how we feel about this, and hopefully it'll do some good. You never really know exactly what's going to help and what isn't, but it'll put forth the position that the people, how the people of Randolph County feel about these issues. So that will be coming up in the next couple of weeks as well.
Which is kind of, you know, the principle of a representative government. Your people will let their representatives know what their thoughts are, the majority thinks, and then
exactly. And so people understand how they feel and that sort of thing. Of course, Randolph County, state of Illinois, obviously the population is heavily weighted towards the Chicago and the Collar County areas, and I think that oftentimes develops a lot of frustration here locally, because we're 300 miles away from Chicago, but yet it seems like what they want often dominates the agenda. And of course, there's nothing new about that. We're neither the first state to experience that, or the first generation mm-hmm. to experience that. That is probably one of the biggest issues with representative government, like the United States has, is different areas see things differently, but the area with the largest population oftentimes wins out. And how do you accommodate everyone? And that always becomes a question. Think of New York. When you think of New York, you think of New York City. Mm-hmm. Well, in New York, people think of Illinois as Chicago.
Right.
But there's a lot of Illinois away from Chicago. There's a lot of the state of New York away from New York City. If you ever go to the western areas, the western areas of New York is Niagara Falls. And you get into those areas, and they're just as rural as we are here, and maybe even more so. And I'm sure they deal with the same, the same issues and frustrations. But it gives us the opportunity to express our thoughts on those.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hear the music, so I guess means we're about out of time.
But. Well, thank you very much. Always enjoy the opportunity to come in and say a few words.
Yeah, appreciate your time. We will talk to you again next time.
Sure.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We will be talking with the Randolph County Farm Bureau. Until then, have a great day.